for Shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
Good.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
What
day? 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And we have a special guest on our show, and his name is...
This is Nathan.
You didn't say it right.
I'm sorry. This is Nathan.
No, still wrong.
Nathan. More country.
Nathan.
Yeah, because that's what you sound like on our introduction.
Sorry.
That's the only way people know you by.
Country way, the old west.
So yep. Yeah, we're under tornado watches here.
Oh shit! I know that.
Yeah, we're under tornado watches until 11 or 12 tonight, and then we're supposed to have severe storms after that.
Nice. Party at y'all's house.
Scurry. So, and it's been raining. It usually doesn't rain here in the winter, so. I don't know. Here I am talking about the weather. We don't need to talk about the weather, huh?
Right.
Wow. Running out of material, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? We're on episode 140. Running out of material.
Damn.
So what have you been up to, Nathan?
Working mainly and getting in bar fights, you know. Same old stuff.
Bar fights?
Yeah, I got in a fight at a bar this past Friday.
With who?
Some drunk frat boy that his girlfriend came up and was dancing with me, and he came behind me and threw me on the ground and punched me in the head.
Didn't he know you were a big old fag?
Yeah, she explained that to him after he hit me.
Oh, I bet he felt stupid, didn't he?
Yeah, he said he wanted to apologize.
Was he hot?
No, not at all. I told him if he came and apologized to me, or I told her, like, that if he came up to me and apologized, I'd probably hit him, because I didn't want to see him. I was like, I don't care if he thinks I'm gay or straight, but if he just sees you dancing with somebody and comes up and hits him, it's like, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a dumbass.
That's kind of a straight boy, drunk boy thing.
That's a little too movie-ish for me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a little too Roadhouse for me.
Roadhouse.
I'm going to pull your throat out.
Jeez. I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
I loved that movie back in the day.
Yeah, that's because you love Patrick Swayze.
No. Well, I kind of did because when Dirty Dancing came out, it was only filmed a little bit from away from my house, and he was, like, fucking hot, and you saw his ass in the movie. It was hot.
You wanted him to pave a rut on your house?
Yeah.
I get it.
So, Nathan, how is Louisiana since you moved back?
Louis.
I guess we should tell everyone that you actually lived here, and then you decided to go back because you're a pussy boy.
Yeah,
I am completely. Oh, you're fun. I forgot how fun you were.
Fun.
Yep. You don't know fun until you know Wrecker.
Oh my god.
Oh damn.
Oh my god.
Should have never done that ever.
Yeah, you were here before I was here.
I was.
Well, I came to visit, but like you were here before I moved here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think people realize. Well, I don't know. We have, like, new people all the time, so I don't think they know, like, the backstory of any of the people that we have on.
I know, right? Well, this is the backstory of Nathan. Would you like to tell it, Nathan, or me?
Ricky, feel free. I'll let you tell your stories and whatever you want to.
And then you can tell me, you can tell the listeners if it's true or not, right?
Right.
Yeah, because Ricky always
seems
to get things a little
this
scary.
Is what happened. One day I get home, and I have this stalker message from Nathan on MySpace that says, "Hey, I'm thinking about moving to Lakeland. Are there any good hotels there?" And I was like, you're a stalker. Leave me alone.
P.S. Look at my boner.
And then I said, P.S. There's a holiday. There's a Holiday Inn right next to my apartment complex.
Holiday Inn.
So I did some online, or I did some searching for hotel prices or whatever for Nathan. And then it was like, oh, you know, he's like, they're kind of expensive. And I was like, yeah, they're pretty expensive, but I'm sure there's one around here that we can find you to, you know, to put you in. So after like many stalker messages on MySpace, he finally drives up here. And so we couldn't find a hotel for him the first night, so he stayed here. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to murder me. And we went to Chili's and had some drinks. And then we went to the store and bought some beer or something, I think.
Some beer.
And drank. And then he like stayed here for like 3 months.
I love how Herb like translates everything you say into my language.
Oh,
it makes me feel at home. Like it.
So would you like to tell your side? I mean, it's pretty accurate, right?
Completely.
Yeah. I thought you were going to make it a lot more sexual or a lot more risque or some shit.
Well, you know, I don't want the listeners to know all my business.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought you were going to go off and tell a bunch of stuff that didn't really happen and just make it, you know,
ridiculous. Oh, like that time that Nathan asked me to poop on him and I was like, no.
No, that's reserved for R. Kelly, right?
Nathan's like, yeah, right.
I'm trying not to throw up. I'm sorry. That's.
Did you show him the Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh, have you seen Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Retarded. All right, right now, go to Foul.
There's actually Two Guys, One Cup, too.
Ew, is there?
But it's not the same thing. Like, they're getting ice cream from, like, the soft serve yogurt machine at a Chinese restaurant, like, making fun of it.
Right, I've seen that.
It's really funny.
Hey, go to foulmonkeys.com right now.
I'm gonna still a bossy bitch.
I am a bossy fucking, bitch.
That Candy Mountain video on.
Are you there?
No, my computer's slow. Leave me alone.
Oh.
It's fixing to go there.
It's fixing to go there. That's right.
It's fitting.
I love it.
I mean, we don't have, like, you know, cable internet and stuff. We got the little mouse running the wheel.
Right.
Wait, where'd you tell me to go? Oh.
Go to foulmonkeys.com.
Foulmonkeys.com.
Are you there?
Yep.
Click on check out the Foul Monkeys blog. On the right.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, my damn. Who is
that? No, that's John Mayer, but go where it says, so I stumbled across, and there's a video there.
Yeah.
Play that video real quick.
Which one is this? Oh, no, that was retarded. No. That was
play that video real quick.
Literally. I hate Vlogger, motherfucker.
Are you watching it?
Yes, what the hell is it? Oh! No, that's not okay.
That's your future boyfriend.
Oh, see, you're just wrong for even putting that on your website.
Hey, do you know what?
It was on
X-Tube. It was on X-Tube.
Yeah, it was there.
Oh.
What'd you think?
Hot. I didn't even watch the rest of it.
I know, it's so hot you can't watch it, right?
I was scared what was going to happen.
Oh, you should watch the rest of it and see what happens.
He
doesn't take off his clothes, but he plays with himself until like he comes all over his chair. And then I'm like,
if his clothes aren't on?
And then I'm just thinking, no,
he pulled
pulls
his pecker
out,
like, through his shorts.
Oh,
did you hear that? He pulled his pecker.
Sorry.
Dude,
his penis. I'm sorry.
Your coworker gave me Fun Dip, and I love Fun Dip, but honestly, I find myself only eating like the stick. I don't even care.
I know
the
stick is
stuff.
Good.
It tastes like candy cigarettes. Remember
that?
Yeah. It tastes exactly like that.
Ricky but, always liked the stick.
The white stick.
Yeah, that video, he like comes all over his chair, and then I'm just thinking, who's going to clean that up? I know it's gross.
Don't worry, Ricky. He'll save it for you.
Oh, go back to foulmonkeys.com and go to the blog again.
See, you wait till I already have it all closed.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then go to the blog, and then go all the way down to the bottom to older posts.
That's where the cool guys hang out.
And then go to older post again. And where's that picture at, Herb? Oh, go down.
Wait,
to
that's, oh yeah, that one's
go down
that
to
one. Just a step more there. What are you talking about?
Go down. Go to the January 13th blog entry.
Yeah, that's a little. Don't show your kids or your mom or your aunt or anyone related.
You're
to
not me. In front of anybody at home, important at home, right?
Actually, somebody just walked in my house. I have no idea who.
It's probably that boy you've been sucking his penis through the glory hole at the local McDonald's.
Yeah, but I gave him your address. I don't know why he'd be here.
That's right.
Did you get there yet?
Oh, dear God.
You see it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's hot at now.
Absolutely. I'm not listening to you or anything you show me again.
Is that like crazy? My friend, well, Big Fun Drew showed us that shit, our friend Andy, and he was like, this is just asking for attention. I'm like, yeah.
It's terrible. Get it? Asking for attention? Sorry, I've been cheesy all day.
Nathan, you're so silly with your word puns.
Yay.
I'm surprised you know what they are.
What the fuck? Fucking motherfucker. Fucking bitch, I swear.
They can hear that.
I don't care. Blogger is so retarded. Blogger is the worst blogging website out there, everybody.
I get my videos to do fine.
No, don't use it. It's terrible. Every time I try to do anything on it, it's like, oh, wait, I can't sign in by just clicking on fucking sign in. I have to do it in a new window because it doesn't fucking go. And I tried it on different computers, Mac and Windows, and it never works for me. And it's terrible. And I just try to put this video on there, and I copied, like, you know, where it says embed on YouTube, you know what I mean? Where
yeah.
Copy the code, and then I try to paste it, and it only does, like 20 characters of it. It won't get the rest, so it's not going
to That's because it's the first line. You have to go down and get the rest of it. It only copies the first line for some reason.
It's not the first. It's all one line. It's all in that thing.
That's the URL. The embed's down below it.
No, it's right there.
Oh,
it's fucking stupid. Blogger's
I don't know.
Terrible.
It works for me. I just think it's your computer. No, it's whatever.
Hey, I'll be right back in just a second, all right?
What? You can't leave.
No,
I have to.
Why?
Because it's the way it is. Because
he's fixing to kill who came in his
whatever.
House.
Hurry up.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Right.
Thanks.
You know, Blogger's terrible. We need to, like, put it on Live Journal. I swear. It's so bad.
No, it'll.
It's so bad.
It works.
Why can't I just
for me?
Post this? I don't understand why it's such an issue. There's always an issue. There's always a problem whenever I use, like, Blogger or stuff.
I'm sorry.
That was terrible.
I'm sorry it's a problem. So, do you want to tell people how my animals have been making you angry the past couple of days?
No, I don't want a bitch.
What?
I don't want a bitch.
Oh, my God. Did you say you did not want a bitch?
I'm done with your animals. Ricky is retarded with pets. He lets them walk all over him, and he's just like millions of moms and dads out there. He don't fucking teach their kids shit, and then they wonder why the kids turn into murderers and rapists. Because they have no boundaries.
Listen to me.
You're talking over me. And we can't tell because we can't hear each other on the fucking thing.
No, you can sure hear Nathan coming back.
Sorry. I meant to mute my microphone a while ago, and I forgot, I guess.
No. Finbar, like, is an idiot.
I like Gimbal.
No, I like him too. He's a cool dog, but he's a fucking moron. And Ricky just feeds into it. And it's like, I guarantee you right now, this would never happen in a million years with my dog. You know why?
That's because your dog is 17 years old.
No, because I trained him when he was younger than Finbar. And I taught him how to not be an idiot and not be loud and not be messy.
I haven't had Finbar since he was a puppy.
Whatever, you could still teach him. You can always teach an old dog new traits. The phrase is totally false. You can always teach a dog. You just have to be persistent. And it's like,
hey, man.
If I'm teaching them and you're not teaching them, then it's still going to be a problem.
I haven't seen you teach him.
Because it's not my fucking dog. You need to get under control.
So why is it all my responsibility?
Because it's your dog. He's shit all over the carpet today, which I cleaned up and I didn't tell you.
Where?
And in the hallway.
Well, did you let him out today?
Yeah.
When did you let him out?
When I got up, as usual, and then you got when you did got up, you let him out. He poops in between the time that you got up and I got up, which never
did
happened.
You get up?
Look, Ricky, you're avoiding the point. The point, it doesn't matter. The point is animals should not be sitting in the house. Animals should not shriek at the top of their fucking lungs. Listen to me.
He doesn't always shit in the house.
Let me fucking talk. I'm so fucking serious right now, Richard.
Richard.
Richard Burton, I swear to God.
Richard Marcus Burton.
I'm serious. The dog, Nathan, I'm serious. Like, you come in at any time of night. It doesn't matter. It could be 8 o'clock. It could be 2 in the morning. And we're gone for 10 minutes or an hour or 5 hours. It doesn't matter. The dog acts like he's never seen you in his entire life. And he shrieks so fucking loud. And our neighbors came out of their door the other day and were looking at us like we were fucking murdering this animal because it's like, arr, 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 just like that. And he's so loud. And Ricky's like, yeah, whatever, stop barking. And it's like, I want
to I try to tell him to stop barking, but it's not like I can, like, rip his tongue out.
I'm
going to
put fucking cyanide in a fucking spray bottle and spray his ass every time he fucking barks. And then it's like he'll sit on the carpet and he jumps all over stuff and he's just really loud. And it's just like, this would never happen in a million years with Monty. Monty's my dog in Phoenix for everybody that doesn't know. Because Monty's a good dog, and he knows what the fuck to do and what not the fuck to do, because they trained him. And I just can't deal with pets.
And he's
that,
also
like,
an outside dog.
Yeah, but he's trained for the inside.
And
he knows
he shits
the difference.
Inside. He Listen shits inside all the time.
That part is
and
because he's
like,
old. He never used to do that.
And it's like fucking
it's diarrhea.
All over the walls.
No, it's not.
It's projectile
that, listen,
poop.
Listen, that part is because he's old. He didn't used to do that, but he's like 14 now, so of course. You know, that's only been in the past like year.
Mm.
But it's like he knows the difference between carpet and tile. He knows the difference between like doors and when people come inside and what not to do and not to jump on everybody and not to make a big noise.
Well,
a mess.
He barks. He has a deep bark. Finbar is a small dog, so he has a lot like a...
But he doesn't have
a different,
to bark all the time.
This is what your dog barks like.
It's like that.
Finbar is a yelper.
Yeah, but he can be controlled, and that's the point that I'm
well,
making.
Well, then you control him, and you put the
it's
muzzle on him.
It's not my dog. And here's the problem what I'm saying. I know it's not my dog, but it's your dog, and you also complain about all these things, you know, outside of our show and behind the cameras.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. You tell him to stop barking.
That
you hate when he shits on stuff and
so
you don't like him
true.
Jumping all over the place. And you yell at him all the time.
Whatever.
But it's like, if we both don't like it and it's your job, your dog, then you need
Nathan,
to fix it.
Nathan, my dog was here when you were here, right?
Nope, it was at Kevin's.
That's right.
The whole time.
Yeah. The
and,
whole time.
And Nathan, honestly,
yep.
when he
the only time I saw your dog was like the day I got there because Kevin came and picked him up the next day. And then I saw him the one time we went to Kevin's apartment to feed it.
Right. And when he's here for like a week or 2 weeks, it's fine. But we've had him for months now because Kevin doesn't have his own apartment anymore or whatever. So he has to stay with us all the time. And it's like, dude, I'm about to strangle
it's
this.
It's stressful.
Shit. We're going to find fucking white little hairs all over my hands. Because
I've missed a lot of this story.
I don't know. Yeah. Kevin like doesn't live at his apartment.
Don't say why.
I don't need to say why.
Do you want to?
He moved out, basically.
Yeah.
Nathan, do you want to tell the listeners about Kevin and what happened with him?
Oh, that was nasty.
That's already been on a podcast. We're not redoing old material.
Yeah, but that's real old. That's from like the 70s.
Oh my
yeah, that's real.
God.
Actually, I was telling the story about David the Gladiator the other day.
David the Gladiator?
The Gladiator at P House over in Orlando.
What are we talking about?
Oh.
You remember
yeah.
the night that I met Rick, Carlos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually telling that story because we were talking about people dancing on bars and taking pictures with our cell phones up their boxers.
Oh,
and
that
was
like,
the
we
tried
night
to take
it was
pictures
like,
up it.
I'm sorry, I keep breaking. Go ahead.
It's cool. That was it.
Oh.
I think.
Dude, what the what, fuck?
Wasn't that the fetish night that we went there or something?
Yeah, erotica That's... night.
What? And remember the people that were dressed up as furries?
Yes, the friggin' dogs and... Ugh.
And the statues that didn't move.
That was cool, though.
They were dipped in latex, and then they didn't move. See, I told you it works.
That's because I put it in HTML mode. You shouldn't have to do that. It's
told you.
Day. No, it's retarded.
But anyway, yeah, so. Do you miss Tampa?
Yes and no.
What do you not miss about it?
The weather, right? I don't know.
I can't say the complete answer.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
Yeah, whatever.
Why not?
Because. You never know.
Because
of the wonderful things he does.
Because we're famous podcast stars and you're afraid somebody's going to be listening.
Bobby,
exactly.
Well, what things do you miss about Florida?
You can't discuss those either. They involve penis and asshole.
I miss big dicks.
I never saw one of those in Florida.
Oh!
That's because I hadn't moved yet.
Damn.
Oh, I shaved my head, y'all. I need a.
Did you really?
Yeah, we both did. Well,
I shaved my head too, y'all.
Like every 6 months, I shave it and then I grow it out and then I cut it into a mohawk and then I shave it. It depends on like when I get a job because it's like you don't want to get a job with a mohawk. But, you know, so I usually shave it and then I grow my hair out while I have the job and then I kind of feel them out and see what they're cool with and then I do the mohawk. But I figured, hey, man, I'm looking for jobs. It looks better when it's shaved and it's about to get hot outside, so I might as well.
Yeah.
So we're both shaved and we have facial hair. So we both look very similar. It's like Mario and Luigi.
Except for I'm Luigi.
No.
And neither one of you have, like, thick black mustaches.
Right.
That's true.
I'm John Leguizamo.
And I don't speak like an Italian.
And he's Bob Hoskins. Mario doesn't talk like an Italian either.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
It's a me, a Mario.
Yeah, but, listeners, if Mario talks like Italian, like an Italian person, dial 206-984-FOWL and tell Herb how wrong he is.
He only says like three phrases and most of them are, whoo!
It's still Italian.
No Italian like screams and enjoy it when he jumps and gets coins in a fucking thing. Like, no. I'm talking about more like the movie and like the cartoon show. Like they never talked. Like Mario talked like normal, pretty much. It was like a guy trying to do a bad accent, but it didn't really come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but have you ever tried to find an Italian voiceover actor? I mean, come on.
I know, right? We have to call up Andrea Bocelli.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's deaf. Or no, he's blind. That's what it is. Oh. He didn't die, did he? That'd be terrible.
I thought I was dead.
No. From what?
I don't even know who he is, actually.
The opera, the like modern opera guy.
One of the three tenors?
No. He's like Josh Groban, except, you know, authentic.
Your mom's Josh Groban.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Nathan?
Playing with my microphone.
Is that what you're calling it these days?
I knew that was coming as soon as I said it. Arr, damn you, child.
So tell us all about your microphone.
Well, it's black and very long and curved.
And it says Logitech on it?
Yeah. It's just no tattoo.
Nice. And it has a really long cord and a little thing that plugs into a hole?
Does it have a hat on it?
A what?
A hat, like a little styrofoam hat on it.
Mr. Hat.
To keep it from getting wet?
No.
Oh.
Mine doesn't wear hats.
Hey, so get this bullshit. I'm
HIV positive.
Okay, I've been trying to get a job.
HIV positive? You're confusing.
All right. I've been trying to get a job since October, and, you know, lots of things have happened since then, so it's like the entire time since October, exactly that many days, I've not been looking for a job every single day, but since I came back from Christmas, definitely. And I've applied at over 25 places. Seriously. And it's like nobody wants to hire. And I swear to God, it can't be just me. I went to Blockbuster today because they had a job fair. Because the fucking bitch at the Blockbuster right near us was like, hey, we're having a job fair on Tuesday. You should go. So we go to her Blockbuster, and she didn't tell us that it was at the other Blockbuster. So it was fine. I mean, we went over there and we made it in time. And then they tell me, after waiting forever, that I can't be considered to even have an open interview because when I applied online, like everybody did, I got in the red. You know, like if you don't answer those questions like exactly right. And I did it like multiple times. So and in multiple ways. I didn't do the test like four different times, you know, the same way. I did it all different. And they all got in the red and they said, oh, we can't hire you. And I was like, but the bitch at, you know, I didn't say this exactly, but I was like, but the bitch at the other Blockbuster said that I could bypass the whole online thing if I just went to the job fair because people who've never applied can go to the job fair, so it only makes sense. And she's like, yeah, well, you got in the red, so you have to wait till June, you know, 90 days or whatever. I was like, you're a fucking whore.
You're a bitch. What's
so, so, I don't think anybody heard that, but Ricky's in the background making fun. All right, so then I was going to get a job at Advance Auto Parts. Like, I talked to the guy, and he's like, call me out, blah, blah. He hadn't looked at my information. He just knew my name. You know, he told me to call him. And one of Ricky's coworkers works, or used to work at Advance, and she's, like, real tight with the people that work there. So I called today and yesterday. Like, yesterday I went there, and today I called, and the guy's on a conference call both times, and then tells me, you know, tells Jennifer, who's Ricky's, you know, coworker, oh, well, we were going to hire that guy tomorrow as a driver for $10 an hour. And I'm like, well, I didn't even know. It was just like out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, we were going to hire that guy, totally. But guess what? He has to have a Florida license, and he can't have a ticket in the past year. And I'm like, dude, are you fucking retarded? I guarantee you that at least one of those fucking loser, like, grease monkey motherfuckers at any Advance Auto does not have some kind of flawless driving record. Are you kidding? I've only had one ticket ever, and I can't get hired just because of that. I had a ticket in May in a different state that I'm not even from and that I don't even live at, and I have a license that's from a different state. Why does it matter? I don't get it. Like, I just can't, like, fucking bitch. I can't get a job anywhere. It's pissing me off. I want to know, though, like, this. The reason why I'm saying all this is I want to know, like, has anybody else been in a slump where you can't find a job and it just, like, everybody seems to play that game where they're all hiring. They all say they're hiring. They have things online. They have fucking window, you know, things in the window, signs.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm trying to.
And somehow none of them want to hire you. And you bug the shit out of them, and you bug them, and you bug them, and you bug them. And that was another thing. Best Buy was like, oh, well, we have four positions open, and you totally aced two of your three interviews. Because I didn't have a third yet, and they, like, denied me. They're like, oh, we're sorry, we found somebody else. It's like, wait, you found four other people? Or what? And they didn't give me a reason. They just, like, they just, oh, sorry.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I have all that experience with electronic shit. I didn't, like, steal from my last job or any of my jobs. And I just don't get it. I don't get what's the magic open sesame word that I need to say to get into these fucking places. It's like, dude, I'm not asking for a lot. I want to get paid while I do a lot of work at your job. I mean, is that so hard to ask? Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to work at fucking Wendy's again because it's like I seriously 25 places. Like, I could list them all, but it would take half our show. So I don't know. I want to hear from listeners. And I want to hear from what's his name? From Paul in London, because I've never been to Europe and I don't know if the job market or if the way the society functions based on how you get a job and how everything is online nowadays and how it's bullshit and how you never really actually meet people face-to-face to get a job. Does it work the same way over there, or is it just an American thing? Has anybody been jobless for, you know, over a certain period of time while they've been trying, you know, that entire time to get a job and it just didn't work? Does anybody else have this problem, or is it just me? So that's my thing. Like, Ricky, like, what, you've been at Publix for what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And before that?
GC services for 3 years.
And how long did it take you to get Publix job after GC? Or did you line up?
I already had it.
See, that's the thing.
It took me almost 7 months to get the job there.
Jesus Christ. And it's like, that's the thing. I never got fired until Walmart. So it was the only time where I didn't have another one lined up. Because always, I always have enough money to live off of, or I have one lined up. So it's like, they just dropped that on me. And it was like, well, I didn't know. And I have, like, unemployment money, but it all has to go to my car every month. So, yeah, man. It's not good times. So, yeah. That's my spiel. And Ricky's distracted, and Nathan's playing with himself.
Actually,
all this talk about microphones got me going.
Well, has that ever happened to you, dude?
Going that long without a job?
Yeah. Or like well, know, have you ever been in that slump?
No, but that's because I'm from this little bitty small town in Louisiana where I know everybody, so I always have like a connection to get a job.
Well, I feel like I do, and that's how it was in Phoenix, as it is here. I mean, I know enough people that work at different places, and like I've had somebody try to hook me up at Best Buy, Circuit City, at Publix, at a bunch of different places, and it just like never... It's like I feel like the only way I'm going to get a job at all is by knowing someone. And even then, it's still like a fucking gauntlet that they put you through. You know, I don't know. I hate it. I hate misrepresentation. And I know that's like, you know, that's marketing. That's America. And that's the world. But I just don't think it has to be that way. Like, if you're hiring and you really need people and you swear to God that you'll take anyone and you act like you're going to take anyone and you're desperate for help, then fucking hire people and shut the fuck up. And don't hire them. Like this girl got hired at Best Buy totally instead of me. And she's a dumbass, and she doesn't know anything. And I know because she's friends with Drew, who's on our show. And she's a fucking dumbass, and she has big tits, and she's like, hi, oh, that's, like, really funny, and that's, like, that's hot. And
that's how she got her job, because she has big tits.
But it's like, I want to fucking slit the guy's throat who hired her ass instead of me. Fuck that bitch. People need to get hired on what they know, not what they look like. Fuck that. Obviously, if I have, like, a fucking crater face... Or a hole in my head from some kind of war, or I'm missing all my, you know, arms and legs. It's like, all right, well, I could see not getting hired, but I just, I don't know. I don't know what game I have to play to do it. It's pissing me off. So that's my thing. Dead air, Ricky.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
What are you doing?
Well, someone's talking to me. Well, Taylor from Pod is My Copilot is chatting with me on Skype, and I'm trying to make the sound stop because people can hear it go in and out, so I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Just turn your sound off.
It won't. I can't, because then we can't hear Nathan.
No, go to your settings and turn your sound effects off.
I tried that, but I think you have to restart it before it takes effect.
What?
It's Skype. It's just that way. Okay, stop.
I think it's Mac. Oh, can we talk about Lou?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. All right. Well.
You mean like the whole pet thing or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, no. I'll let him talk about that if he wants to.
Okay. Well, here's another question. I'll just keep going. You know, it doesn't even have to be about Lou. It's a question in general. What are, like, the things? I want to know. I want to hear from Lala. I want to hear from Paul.
We want to hear from everyone.
From Bjorn. I want to hear from, like, Xavier. I want to hear from everybody. What are, like, the things that are kind of petty and kind of really don't matter in the scheme of life, but it's, like, you wouldn't date someone because of that? Like, smoking or the pets they have or the way they keep themselves. Or they have themselves. A cock eye. Right. Or they have, like a fucking lazy eye or... They the way they drive, or, you know, just something. I know people have these little pet peeves, and they kind of keep them from, you know, dating other people because of small little things. And I'm interested to see what that is, because I just think it says a lot about somebody. You know what I mean?
What's one of your pet peeves, Nathan?
Smoking.
Yeah, me too. I really don't mind. I really don't mind like cloves, but. It can't be like 5 cigarettes a day. It needs to be like 1 a week or something. It can't be an addiction. It needs to be a luxury, which I think kind of goes the same way with drinking. I don't really don't mind it. I think I'd probably prefer if somebody didn't, guess.
Uh-oh.
If I had to, like, if I was playing The Sims and I could design my perfect boyfriend, I would have. I guess it really doesn't matter. But
open mouth, insert foot.
I don't know.
I'm glad I don't drink.
You really don't
or
drink
anything.
That much.
Whatever. Ricky's a big drunk.
Yeah, he doesn't drink that much at all.
Nathan thinks just because he's seen one night of my wild side that I'm always
one
like
night.
That. One night, Nathan.
No, one night a week, maybe.
Oh, that's it another thing. Binge like drinkers, that. Dude. No. Seriously, not even Ricky. Whatever. There's this guy. There's this guy on LiveJournal named Sam Blasted, which I'm totally going to call out because he was a loser. Really, really cute looking guy, funny, whatever. He's a school teacher. And fucking, like, six of his most recent entries on LiveJournal were about, like, alcohol and how he had such an amazing time. And they were across, like, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks of six entries. And I was like, damn, Mr. Binge. I commented and I was like, damn, Mr. Binge, like, joking. And he fucking, he, like, got rid of me, like, instantly. And I thought it was, like, hilarious. And I told...
Holy crap.
I talked to Big Fun Drew and he was like, yeah, apparently... lots of people have noticed that about him, and he's kind of got a sore spot for it. And I was like, yeah, somebody had an abusive childhood. Like, what the fuck, man? If you can't here's how things go. If you do something that's stupid and you can't handle it when someone brings it to your attention or calls you out on it, then you either need to stop doing something stupid or learn how to cope with the fact that other people may observe and notice. You know, I know everybody has trouble with that. I've had trouble with that too. You know, it's like sometimes you don't realize you do something or you don't want to admit you do something. But I just think it's funny when people get upset about it because, you know, it's fun to like laugh it off. And then sometimes, you know, people are just like, no, I can't deal with that. And they just like, you know.
Well, if somebody does that, like if somebody gets, that means they know they have a problem. They're just not dealing with it.
Yeah. The scary thing is, though, like I said, this guy's like an elementary school art teacher or something, and it's like every weekend he drinks and parties, you know,
well,
drunk.
No wonder he has to take care of kids all day long.
No, but it's just like, dude, in some way or form, that's going to come out in his everyday life, and he's going to lose his job. I'll tell you right now. Totally, totally, totally. There's no way you can drink yourself retarded every Friday and Saturday and it not show up during your weekdays. At some point, there's got to be a way. There's got to be my dad did it for years, and that was during the weekdays, and it always showed up, and it was always a problem. So, I don't know. So, yeah, Ricky, are you talking to your gay boyfriend or what?
No, not anymore. He told me to concentrate on my show, and he's not my boyfriend.
Yeah, but he is gay.
He's my podcast boyfriend, and he's cute.
I like Taylor. He was nice. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, one day he's going to come back up here and do a show with us again, so maybe I don't fuck it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that was a really awesome show.
So, it was funny, but hey, switching subjects. All right, we go to this restaurant called The Chop Shop.
Oh, it's awesome.
And apparently, I have noticed when I go in there that Pabst Blue Ribbon is like the beer to drink now.
I think they just have a sponsor with The Chop Shop.
You think?
Yeah, like I think that's like one of the, like, you know, they said, hey, we'll sell your beer here, you know, and we'll advertise this if you whatever, you know. I don't know how it works when it comes to like drinking.
No, but it's like everyone is drinking it, and they have a variety of beer there. I think that's what they have on tap too.
They have like, how do you say it again?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, they have a sign outside for it, and it's like one of the only signs besides like Coors, I think, that they have on it. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's
have
like
you ever
cool
tasted
thing.
That, Nathan?
Nope.
Yeah, that's because it's shitty beer.
Maybe it's maybe it's like the new Zima.
But it's it was like back from the 70s, but really? Now it's like back or something.
I heard, you know, it's one that never really comes up like in popular conversation or like at bars, but a lot of my friends in Phoenix used to like it was Fat Tire. Like, I don't know. I never see Fat Tire like on a tap or ever advertised anywhere. But, like, a lot of people seem to like it. Like, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Fat Tire?
Heard of Fat Bastard Wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the other one that apparently is. Well, yeah.
And when I say Fat Bastard, I mean Nathan.
Fat. No, apparently Fat Bastard Red Wine. If I saw this online. If your car battery is dead and you don't have jumper cables or anyone nearby to jump your cables, and let's say like you're at your house and you need to get to work or whatever and there's no one nearby, you know, whatever. We don't have jumper cables. If you have red wine, which specifically the guy used Fat Bastard Red Wine, but I think if you have any red wine, you can pour it in your battery cells and it'll work enough to get your car started. So try it, but don't blame me if your car blows out. Because I will not support.
In other words, don't try it.
Right. Unless you're desperate. Yeah, fun crickets, dip. Like the crickets. Fun dip stuff is totally not as good as the stick, and I already eat the stick, so this is like.
Yeah, fun dip is good. Remember when it had the four flavors beside it? You meant the long pack? Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Wait, are you still there, Nathan?
Yep.
Did you put yourself on mute?
I did for a second.
Why?
I was drinking.
Did you just come?
Yeah, he had to come.
No. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Right, it was that quick.
It caught me.
Hot.
So anyways, Fun Dip, yeah. Huh?
Okay, like, so how about Mariah Carey's, Mariah Carey's new album is called E equals MC2. Or MC squared.
You mean squared? Wow. I was just going to say, are you kidding? You did not just say two.
That is our special Ricky.
Aww.
I'm sorry, that is her special Ricky.
What you been up to, man? You still working?
Yep. Still slinging some chicken.
You work at Hardee's.
No, I work at a place called Raising Cane's.
Like, I've heard of that before.
Remember, it's kind of like Zaxby's.
Oh, shit.
But it is not Zaxby's.
I need to hook
though,
that shit up.
It's probably better.
Oh, you know what else is good? I've been eating a lot of Checkers lately. Checkers is the same thing as Rallies for anybody that's not familiar. But they have like a dollar menu now. Or they just started advertising it. I didn't realize it before, but it's like the bomb. It's like $4 will get you a milkshake and a burger and a hot dog and fries. And I don't know. It's just badass. It's like totally better than that fucking Arby's 5 for $5 deal. What it used to be? It used to be 5 for $5 and now it's 4 or something because they were getting ripped off. Ricky.
Yeah, I think. Well, it was 5 for $5 and then they did 5 for $6
like
and now it's just
deal.
Sucky.
Yeah. It was, like, way too good of a deal. Like, you fucking rape them every time you go in.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of Arby's and roast beef, did you know that on Pod is My Co-Pilot, that Rodan did not know that a woman's vagina was known as the roast beef? And I was like...
I didn't really...
Or Taffy one. I can't remember which one it was.
I don't think it really matters. There's so many... Like nowadays... I don't know if it's nowadays or now it's just because I've come to know so many at this age or whatever it is, but there's like so many slang words for certain things that it's almost like it's almost cool not to know some
beef
of the newer
curtains.
Slang stuff because there's so many that it almost doesn't matter anymore. You know what I mean?
I used to tell that to Nathan all the time, the roast beef lips or roast
yeah,
beef.
You did.
He'd be like, "Really? What?"
Well, it's always, I guess. Because, like, the first time, like, there's not an Arby's within, like, an hour of where I live now.
Really?
And so, when I moved to Lakeland and there was one, like, right down the road everywhere. So I was always eating Arby's. And then Ricky would come in there and be like, "Oh, pussy and roast beef." And I was like, ugh.
He would say just like that, right?
I'd be like, "Do you like your roast beef rare?"
See, when I think of vagina, I think it's like pussy or cunt or meat curtains or snatch.
Or
I like snatch. I think that's
love
funny.
Tunnel.
I think snatch is like probably the
snatch.
Best.
I think it's gross.
I like it. I just
give
like the way it sounds.
Let me lick your snatch.
No. You don't say it like that though. Like you say it like you say like bro. you say like bro. We were hanging out, dude, and this girl had like the camel toe from hell, man. Her snatch was like a fucking... It's like an adjective. Or not an adjective. It's like something that you use in like a sentence. Like a whole sentence. Not like... It's not like a verb. I don't know how to explain it. It's not something that you do an action to. Like, you don't do something to a snatch. You don't fuck a snatch. You don't lick a
it's
snatch.
It's a noun.
But it's like, her snatch was such and such. That's how it goes. You know what I mean?
Her snatch.
And she was a cunt. And her boyfriend was a pussy, and they both sounded like vagina when they talked. And, you know, it's like you use them all in different ways. You can't use them. They're not interchangeable.
So, Nathan, use the word snatch in a sentence.
Ricky has a big snatch.
No, oh, my God.
You're a bitch. All right, so
yeah, pretty much.
We're going out 45 minutes.
Already? Fuck.
I know, right? That's a long one.
Hey, well, everybody, all right.
The show, too.
That's what he said.
Right. All right, I'm going to do a quick, like, little shout-out thing, even though I've been talking most of the episode.
Oh, and Nathan can do that, too, if he wants, after you're done.
All right, everybody go to the blog. I put up this really stupid video that Ricky doesn't find funny. I really don't think it's hilarious, but it's funny to a point.
Charlie!
Where, like, you'll watch it and then wonder. You'll
it's
laugh
irritating.
At least like once, but you'll wonder why because it really—it's very bizarre. Like, it's about this unicorn
Don't
that
tell
goes
everybody.
To Candy Mountain, and that's all I really need to say. But it's not Planet Unicorn. It's
Planet
not,
Unicorn.
No,
hey.
It's not like gay themed or anything. It's not like that. It's not musical except for the end. But seriously, watch it. It's only like 3 minutes. This guy I was dating like 2 years ago.
Four and a half minutes.
And It was pretty funny. Like, it's funny, like, my friend, like Wagner was like, yeah, that's like an acid trip right there, exactly. I was like, seriously? They're like, yeah, fucking Candy Mountain. So, the other thing is that if you have an Xbox or a PS3, go pick up Devil May Cry 4, because...
That shit looks like the bomb.
Yeah, and honestly, like I said, video games have become very easy in general nowadays, I think. Not all of them, but most of them. And if they are tough, it's usually a first-person shooter, and there's too many of those anyway. So if you like God of War, if you like Heavenly Sword, if you like, you know, I don't know, Nano Breaker, shit like that, like third-person action games where you kick fucking ass and kill like 50,000 people at once and there's a ton of blood, go pick up Devil May Cry 4, because it totally... That whole series like started that whole thing, pretty much. And it's awesome, and it looks really good. And really, honestly, if you're not good at video games, and you know you're not good at video games, like if you're good at Mario Kart, but you're not good at Mortal Kombat, it's not the game for you. If you have played Ninja Gaiden and you can't get past the first level, it's not a game for you. It's very, very, very hard. So that would be my thing to go check out. And that's about it.
Do you have anything, Nathan? Anything to check out or anything? Check out your cock pics at what website?
Ungodlybigdick.com.
Ungodly.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be godly, or is it that big?
Well, it would be godly, but I'm gay. So that's what makes it ungodly.
Right, right.
Oh, I forgot that we have an iTunes review and that I have a poem for somebody.
Oh, all right, bust it out.
All right, Nathan, I'm not for sure if you actually listen to our show.
Probably not.
But, oh, you should leave us an iTunes review. Anyway.
I should. Wait, didn't I already?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to. Michael from the Keycast Connection left us a review, and I had to write a poem really quick, so this is kind of sucky, like the other two that I read. So basically, Nathan, what we do is this: anybody that leaves us an iTunes review and it's 5 stars or whatever, we make a little poem for them and read it. So this is for Michael. Michael, Michael, you're so cool. Your show is funny and full of fools. We are a 5-star show, and I'm glad you know. Is that a banana in your pocket, or does Foul Monkeys make you grow? Hey, where is Kevin B? Oh, there he is. On his knees.
That was the whole thing?
That's it.
You're retarded. I love you.
Wow.
Oh. Where is Kevin B? Oh, there he is. On his knees. Where he should be.
I just added that. Did you write that at work while you were doing nothing because published
stuff
my ass?
Yes. Right. So, Nathan, I got moved to a different position because... Publix is retarded, so now I'm just like answering phones.
Oh, really? So doggy style now?
Yes.
Yeah, and guess what else? Gotcha. Apparently, and listen to the logic in this. Apparently, Ricky can only have four guest visits to lunch per year, and it's like, wow. Well, I think I'm fucking set for the next 15 years because I've already been there like 35 times since September. Holy crap, dude! What the fuck? We went in there, and the guy's like, I need to talk to you later. And so Ricky goes and talks to him, and he's like, yeah, you can't have people guest visiting anymore because blah, 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 and because they're eating our extremely cheap food for free, which nobody cares about anyway. And
oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so now I can't go in there and get free lunch anymore. What the fuck?
Well, they're actually looking into it because they were unaware there was a rule.
Well, yeah, so. But that means they're about to make it. Like, oh, well, probably it actually so. Is in the fine print, and we just forgot to tell you because we're fucking idiots.
So, yeah, way to get me fired, Herb.
Yep. Dude, no, fuck that shit.
All right, Nathan, do you have anything people should check out or you want to tell everybody?
Not really.
You don't want to tell anybody how drop-dead fucking gorgeous I am with and without clothes on?
Snatch. I just had to tell you. It didn't really make sense, but you know.
No.
Oh, I'm good. Okay, well, okay. All right, so everybody, email us. You know how I know you're gay? You know how I know you're gay? You use the word snatch.
Yeah. You know how you know you're gay? Your snatch tastes like Fun Dip.
You know how I know you're gay? You know how I know you're gay? Your snatch has rainbows coming out of it.
You know how you know you're gay? Mariah Carey came on the radio and you stopped the fucking car and turned it all the way up with the windows down and said, "Oh my god, it's Mariah Carey.
How dare you?"
And pedestrians looked at us and they were like, "You know how I know you're gay?"
Yeah.
Ricky.
Her new single came out today, okay?
It's not bad. I'm just saying. That's how I know you're gay.
You know how I know you're gay? Because you take my cock all the way down your throat.
You know how I know you're gay? You know every word to Moulin Rouge, like, and you haven't even watched it in the year and a half that we've been together. You've not watched it once except for a Drew's the other night, and somehow you still know all of it and every fucking song, and I got quite enough of the Beatles that night because right before that we watched Across the Universe, and both movies have Beatles songs in them, and that's how I know you're gay.
Whatever.
Oh, by the way, Across the Universe,
it's a good movie.
That's kind of like a take it or leave it kind of thing. You might like it if you like Beatles music, and you might like it if you like really, really good editing and good visual effects, because it really is awesomely good looking. But I think, honestly, it would have been better if it was a regular movie that was set to Beatles music rather than a movie where the actors actually sing Beatles music in it to each other. Because it's like I liked it, but that part made it too cheesy for me to take seriously.
You know how I know you're gay? Because you said awesomely good looking.
You know how I know you're gay? Because Perez Hilton's fucking website is on like your damn favorites.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is, because you go there every
week. I have to type that shit in, okay?
But the little auto find thing remembers it in Firefox.
Whatever.
Josh.
So Nathan's like, "What the fuck was on the show? I didn't get to speak."
You know how I know you're Southern? Because you say, "I'm fixing to."
You know how else I know you're Southern? Because you say Louisiana.
You know how I know you're gay, Ricky?
How?
Because your boobs are fake.
Do you want to tell them that story real quick?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we can tell that one again.
All right, go ahead.
We were, was it Walmart or Target or something like that? Or Walmart. Best Buy?
Walmart.
It was Walmart.
Wait. You know how I know you're gay? Because after this, our show will probably be exactly 69 minutes long.
That's what I like.
All right.
But we were at Walmart walking around, and we stopped to look at like the PS3s and the Xbox 360s and stuff. And I forgot which one you said it about. I don't know. We looked at the Xbox 360, and then we looked at the PS3s. And he looked at the Xbox 360 game again. He's like, "Well, this one looks fake." And I just looked at him, I said, "Your boobs look fake." It was great. We loved it. I love Ricky.
Aww.
And so the joke ends up an inside joke till the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, let's not sing it.
Okay. All right, people. So if you want to get in contact with us, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL, please.
Please. Let's see, what else send us stuff to our post office box, P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 3380.
Send us your throwaway bargain bin movies.
3380-2.
Yeah, send us, like, your bargain bin movies from Walmart, like Big Trouble in Little China, and, like, you know, My Cousin Vinny.
Porn.
Yeah, or porn, that works too.
Also, our Skype has to be updated, or actually we need money for Skype. It's like $30 or something.
I thought it was like 20 bucks a year.
Well, I went on the website, and maybe I just haven't looked into it long enough, but I thought it said 15 for 6 months. But when I purchased it, it was only $12.95 because it was a special going on. So I need to find out what it actually is.
The way you had it is like you put money on it. Like it constantly drains as you're using it.
No, I had a whole year. No, I paid $12.95 for each year.
I called AJ the other day, like with Skype. I called a phone line, and it was like 0.021 cents a minute. So the money was slowly draining as it goes down. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I thought
so
it was
maybe
free.
My service is, yeah, it should be free. Oh, because my year is up already and already had a credit on there.
So it just uses from that money,
right? When it has expired.
I don't know why people can't just like. I really don't understand why people... I mean, I know they want to make money and they can charge for it, but it's like, why not just have a program that is free to call phones from a computer always and never becomes a pay basis thing? Because Yahoo used to be like that, and there used to be another one that did the same thing, and it's like they always end up charging you eventually, and it's like, why not just keep it free forever? It's not like people carry around their computers and call people on their phones. It's not like it's some huge convenience. It's just good if you're out of cell phone minutes and you're at your house and you don't have a landline. You know what I mean?
True. I hate to cut your conversation short, but the podcast is getting a little long. That is true. At least you're here.
Right.
But also, MySpaces, Facebook us, add us to your... Hey, Nathan, add yourself to our Frapper map. And what else do we have?
To your what?
Go to foulmonkeys.com and hit the Frapper map button and then sign on to it. Stupid.
You know, I know you're gay.
Because you said for what?
No, because you said Frapper map.
Frapper map.
Frapper sounds like a Cold Stone drink or something, or Cold Stone like concoction.
Oh, I gotta talk about my dream real quick.
I thought you were going to talk about your Cold Stone experience and that bitch.
No, that's over. I want to talk about my experience last night. All right, so Herb and I are laying in bed, and we're, like, getting our thing on, right?
There you go.
So Herb comes, and he's like, give me the towel. I'm all worked up, and I'm ready to go. It's my turn or whatever. So he's like, get me the towel. So I lean over to get the towel, and I have to, like, crawl under the bed. And by the time I get back and up into the bed, like, I'm, like, totally not in the mood. I'm like, fuck. So then I go to sleep last night, and all I kept dreaming about is wanting to come all night long. And there was this one part where, I don't know why this is part of the dream, but we were like, I used this dildo on you, and you're like, oh my God, that felt so good. And I was like, oh, it's my turn, go wash it and bring it back, or whatever. So you bring it back, and then you go to put it in, you're like, someone needs to wipe. And I was like, oh my God.
That is totally the headline for our show. People will be talking about this. Oh my
God.
That was my dream, people, not real life.
I wish I had not heard that.
Yeah, like none of that really happened. Seriously.
All right, so we really do have to go. Nathan, do you have anything else to say?
Nope, I'm done.
All right, people.
Dude, come visit
our show. Yeah, come see us.
I need to. I can't afford it.
Come see us over July 4th weekend.
Because, you know, you're too busy being not jobless like me.
Yeah. That
Where does all your money go?
It goes to save up so I can move.
To where?
Oh, I forgot to tell you that. I'm moving to Austin, Texas this summer.
Oh, I know who's in Austin. We'll talk about that later.
Wait, who's in Austin?
Mm-hmm. I know who's in Austin.
Austin's a cool city, man.
Nobody's in Austin.
Mm-hmm. That big old leather daddy you used to talk to.
He's in Lafayette, yeah, thanks.
Not him, the one that was in Texas.
He's already, like, updated on his situation.
He moved.
No, he wasn't a leather daddy, and he lives in Dallas.
Oh.
And he's already dating somebody.
So?
So,
and
I wouldn't
Austin
date him
is
anyway.
Close to Dallas, right?
Like 2.5 hours.
Well, that's close enough. Okay, we gotta go.
You know
how
I know you're gay? You think Texas is bigger than it is.
All right, say bye, people.
Bye, everybody.
I'm a flirt.